Good morning, Jim Bakai. Welcome to BU, The World Will Adjust. I thought today, given the pandemic that's going on around the world, that listening for me to tell you how to get a job when you can't even get anybody to listen to you for a job might be not worthwhile. So I thought I would take today's podcast, maybe talk about a few other things. You know, one of my favorite novels is a book called Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. And I particularly love the first line in the book. It says, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times in London and in Paris as economic and political unrest led to the American and French revolutions." And I don't know why, but it kept sort of running in my head, you know, the best and the worst, the best and the worst, the best and the worst. Well, clearly these are the worst of times that I think anyone in this generation and probably anybody post-World War II or the Great Depression has ever gone through. And it's hard to imagine what the best of times out of this, but for those that know me know that I'm an eternal optimist, and I always like to see things on the half-full side of the glass. And I was thinking in the last little while about, you know, with this no travel, with this concentration of staying home, there's a rebirth of relationships going on between people, whether it be over the phone or in person or in FaceTime. People have sort of, notwithstanding, you know, in the financial crisis of 2008, everybody was talking about how much money they lost. They were all panicked about money. And yet, like myself, like many others, have lost lots of money in the stock market. But it almost seems secondary to making sure that my health and the health of my wife and my children and our friends and even people that I don't know, that their health is first and foremost, because it's not going to matter if you get sick and die how much money you have. And so there's been an eerie calm as well. And I encourage people to sort of take a little time. I know that my daughter and son-in-law who are in London, I've spent more time FaceTiming with them, and my daughter and son and son-in-law and daughter-in-law in Toronto. And I'm here in Florida with my three little guys and my wife, and we're playing board games and we're having lots of laughs and we're telling stories. And, you know, it's almost like a harken back to the old days. Nobody's sort of carrying their phone around every single minute. And, you know, whatever's coming through can't really be that important unless it's a message. We've kind of got the TV on in the background, but there's not much to really focus on. You know, prior to this catastrophe, you know, people talked about how people treated old people, like, you know, in the 70s and 80s, and that we were having to take care of our elders and stuff like that. And I think people have found a newfound respect and desire to help them out. I know my in-laws don't live very far away from us. And so one of the things that we do is we're very respectful of the social distancing. So they come out to their balcony and we say hi to them, or we talk to them on the phone. We're disinfecting everything. And, you know, the world is kind of almost, hasn't completely stopped, but it's almost stopped. And the only thing that's different is that Amazon hasn't stopped, thank God. We got a shipment of towels and toilet paper and games, Monopoly and Battleship and all those games that we used to play as kids. And what's also sort of interesting is, and I really believe that I have no alternative but to believe that this will at some point pass. Yes, many people will lose their lives, but many people lose their lives. I think the one thing that, you know, I was sort of thinking about is, not that I'm, you know, behind Bernie Sanders as president, but I was thinking that, you know, maybe Bernie's message was not that far off the mark. Maybe Bernie's message about taking care of each other, maybe Bernie's message about it can't all be about money, maybe if somewhere in here it sort of resonates. And and maybe the message that those of us that have benefited more need to take care of those that perhaps haven't, and that, you know, having 8 or 9 billion, you know, net worth, or 50 billion, I mean, really, does it really matter in times like this? And the answer is no, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's a function of really coming to terms in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime. And the other thing that we'll see coming out of this at some point, whether that's 8 to 12 weeks or 2 to 3 months, I think we'll see a completely different way of life. I think people will think differently about how they work. I think organizations will think differently about employees. I think that, you know, I look at the organizations that, you know, have 25,000 people working from home, stretched to the limit, 25,000, 35,000, 40,000 people working from home, unheard of historically. So the question then becomes is, of those 25 or 30,000, how many actually have to come back to the office? How many of those people actually have to work in an office? And if those people don't have to work in an office, how much real estate? And I remember someone told me that Manulife had sent a whole bunch of people home several years back, and they ended up selling 35% of their real estate. What's also been really positive and heartening is the leadership of many organizations across the board in terms of banks, and, you know, the one that I deal with and have dealt with all my life, the Bank of Montreal, and the leadership of Darryl White and his management team, and the care and for the people that work there, and the care for the clients has been nothing short of spectacular. And I'm sure your organization has probably been the same. This is a challenge that supersedes anything we've ever faced in the past. This is about humanity and being good to each other and being there to help each other. And so I just thought it probably wasn't a good time to lay out my my next message about my infomercial. That can always wait. And if you want, you can go to my website and you can download the book. It's not very expensive, and the infomercial is in the book. It's called True Fit. At these times when we're at home, sort of eerie calm, getting notes from governments, getting notes from organizations, taking some solace and comfort from the fact that China has not had a recent case, that things seem to be improving over there. And, you know, the question everybody sort of asks is, how do we know when to get back in the pool? What's the signal that it's going to be okay? Do we flatline on new cases? Is it no more increase in deaths? I think that's part of the concern with people is we're in an abyss that seems to have no sort of end to it. In financial crises, we've known what the situation is. Companies go broke. Once they get all washed out, life begins again. There's a new birth, a regeneration. But in this one, nobody knows what the signal is. And I think that that's what makes it more disconcerting. I think going back to my other point about, you know, people will be more mindful of going to work sick, I think, in the future. I think people will be more mindful of attending to keeping things disinfected. I mean, it's now become part of our routine. It's not beforehand. There was a small group of people that I think most people thought, yeah, they're a little crazy, you know, they're a little overboard. But, you know, in hindsight, I guess they weren't. I guess they were bang on. And now the rest of the world, you know, we were out the other day and my son almost took a sip out of a water fountain, and I stopped him and he looked at me. I said, you can't do that. And maybe, you know, all of those things that we took for granted, sipping out of a water fountain, just getting on a plane, sitting down, getting into a taxi, getting into an Uber, going to a restaurant, maybe all of those things will change, not as in using them or going to them, but maybe all those things will change about how we think about them and how we approach them. So I will suggest that you continue to be you, and be you with your family and your friends, and enjoy this rare time, because hopefully if everyone is right. We won't have to go through this again. So it's the best of times and the worst of times. And hopefully we'll get through the worst of times, but we should always remember and reflect back how it has been the best of times, because it's allowed us to reconnect with family and to friends and to hearken back to a simpler life that we all shared and enjoyed before the race to technology and the race to wealth and the race to everything else kind of overtook us all. So thank you, everyone. Be safe, be well, and be mindful of those around you who need help. And I'll speak to you soon.